You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
More good news for the Texans defense based off of those in the NFL. We'll get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig on the ones and twos with all the hits on this Thursday. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610 to text the show. ESPN's doing this thing where they're ranking the top 10 of every position group in the NFL, and they started earlier this week with running backs, then defensive tackles. Joe Mixon was, I believe, ninth. No defensive tackles on Tuesday. But then yesterday, they had edge rushers, and as we talked here yesterday on the show, Texans had their two guys in the top nine, Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter, only team to have that. And today we get to safeties from ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did, we mentioned this yesterday, while we were talking about edge rushers and looking ahead to the next list, and you know, you had pondered, oh, maybe there'll be some Texans on here, or mm-hmm. at least a Texan. But then I have to admit, I was surprised when I opened up the list this morning, and this is from 70 people in the NFL, executives, GM, so on and so forth, ranking their top safeties in the NFL. I was surprised. I guess two surprises for the Texans: one good, one bad. But there's two Houston Texans on this list if you also count honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually surprised me, but I guess speaks to the, you know, the talent of this defense that the Texans have.
It does. Oh, by the way, just so people can know, we'll talk tight ends tomorrow. Now, obviously, maybe not a lot of high hopes.
Yeah. It'll be a quick conversation.
We'll mention it. We'll put it that way. Maybe not a lot of high hopes. But I think what all these lists do is illustrate some of the things that we've been talking about in the offseason, some of the big question marks that you have. But I thought one of the more enlightening ones, and you just referenced it, more than enlightening things that are on these lists, is two Texans at the safety position.
Yeah.
A year ago, counting the honorable mentions, both of them, spoiler alert, are in the honorable mention category. But 1 year ago today, would you have even fathomed any Texan safety being mentioned even as an honorable mention?
No, I don't think so.
Not even close. But now you got two. So that would be that's big time progress on the defensive side
for sure, and it already goes along obviously with those great corners as well, and then it goes along with yesterday what we said with these great pass rushers as well. So it speaks to the talent on this defense. In case you're still unfamiliar, exactly what we're referencing: both C.J. Gardner-Johnson and then Kalen Bullock were both listed in the honorable mention section. They gave five honorable mentions, so that puts them between 10 and 15. For the top safeties, which is the top half of the league, both guys, mm-hmm. by the way, right? It's not just you have one safety. So that's pretty good. They said for CJ, takes chances, very instinctive, not the biggest dude or the fastest, but has a knack for the ball. The personality can rub guys the wrong way. He has no filter, will say what's on his mind at all times, but loves the game and is very smart. That was the description from an NFC scout.
I think that's tack on with what we thought. The Kalen Bullock comment, two, one from an AFC executive, one from a coordinator, that made me feel really good about it. I mean, remember, Figgy, we started training camp last year. we didn't know what Bullock was, and I just kept saying the guy just keeps finding the ball. He just has a knack for the, you know, getting to the ball. Well, an NFL coordinator said, quote, major ball skills needs to improve his tackling. I think both those things are accurate. And then the AFC executive said, I really think he's going to be a star.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A star.
Yeah. From somebody in the AFC. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times the same conference, they could be a little bitter or have sour grapes. But this is a competitor right there in the AFC is thinking like, oh, yeah, Texans got a star in their hands. And I bring this up because, look, I know this is list season, and this is always kind of fun to look at and see what the rest of the league thinks about the Houston Texans. But we talked about the two top 10 pass rushers yesterday. Now you have two of the top, let's say, 15 safeties in the league. And then along with that, we'll wait on ESPN's list from these executives on the cornerbacks. But Pro Football Focus put out their ranking yesterday of the best secondaries in the NFL, and the Texans were number 4 on that list, behind the Broncos, Chiefs, and Ravens. And so my point in bringing all this up is I know this defense is going to be good, but I guess I haven't really wrapped my head around like how good it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, what are your expectations? Would you say top 5 defense, top 3 defense? Like how? What's the ceiling? How good do you think this defense truly can be in the NFL this year?
I think healthy, I think we should maybe not expect, but certainly not be surprised if it's a top 5 defense in the NFL. I think it can be that good. Just the edge rushers alone, the cornerbacks, add that on top, and they're both, well, one for sure is Pro Bowl, all pro level. The other one is sort of flirting with that. And then you add the safeties. The only question is up the middle. You know, mm-hmm. what do you like at defensive tackle? What do you like at middle linebacker in terms of Al-Shaair? We know how good he is, but how sustainable is that, and what is the depth? No, I think this could be a top 5 defense in the entire league.
I would agree with that. I think top 10's minimum. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not in the top 10, that's a disappointing year for this defense. But I'm with you. Top 5, they probably should slot in there as well. With all the talent that we see, at least at the first and last level. In case you are curious of this full list, wondering, like, who they put ahead of those guys? Or maybe these Texans should be in the top 10. Let me try to run through it quickly. I know it doesn't always play well when I just throw names at you over the radio, but Kyle Hamilton was number 1. Last year, he was ranked number 2. He's moved up to number 1 from the Ravens.
Could have had him.
Brian, yeah, that's right.
Salute the King in green.
Yikes. Brian Branch, who always has that weird green thing on his helmet for the Lions, he is number 2. Last year, wasn't even in the list. He's the number 2 safety. Xavier McKinney of the Packers, he's number 3 on the list. Last year was number 10. Jesse Bates of the Falcons ranked 4th this year after being number 3 last year. Kirby Joseph, also of the Lions, number 5 on the list this year, was not ranked a year ago. Derwin James is number 6 on the list from the Chargers, one spot ahead of last year. Antoine Winfield Jr. of the Buccaneers is number 7 after he was actually number 1 on the list a year ago. Then you have Budda Baker of the Cardinals is number 8. Last year was 6th. Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins now is number 9. Last year he was 4. And then Julian Love of the Seahawks finishes out the top 10. He was not ranked last year. And then that's when you get to the honorable mentions that include the two Texans. What do you think the ceiling is for these Texan safeties? Like by year's end, do you think C.J. Gardner-Johnson, first year with the Texans, Bullock now, you know, get a year older, do you think they have the potential that in the offseason or maybe next year's list, we're talking about, you know what, these guys are top 10, top 8, you know, whatever it might be.
When they acquired C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I thought it was enormous, not just for the defense, but for Kalen Bullock. I think Kalen Bullock is going to take another step. He took a huge step as a rookie, and to be able to play at that level was pretty astounding. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not just going to be great for the defense, but make Bullock a really, really upper echelon player. They could be, you know, the best safeties in the league are the Lions, just based on this list alone.
Yeah. Yep.
I think they could be flirting in that category.
Yeah, so that's true. I didn't even realize I was going through. The Lions obviously had 2 names.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the only other team, right? And then the Texans would be next?
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the case then, therefore, that as a whole, the Texans have the second best safety group after, you know, just having the best edge rusher group based off of yesterday's list. And then we'll wait on the cornerbacks, but you can make a strong case. It's right up there as well for best cornerback group. So It goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. Like, I guess I fully haven't wrapped my head around mm-hmm. the potential of this defense and how much talent truly is. I know, obviously, it's a good defense. There's a lot of good players. But when you actually look at these rankings and what people in the league think about them, you know, that's where you see how good this defense truly potentially can be.
And then especially when you combine, like, the things that you have to do is get to the quarterback or disrupt the quarterback in the secondary. Well, you've got the cornerbacks, the safeties, and the pass rushers. Yes, there's some problems up the middle, as we mentioned, but if you're putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks and you have guys like this on the back end that can go chase down the ball,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this could be a turnover machine type defense.
True.
It could be an absolute turnover machine. So I think that's where you have to start thinking about this as a top five defense. And how about Buda Baker? 29 years old, been doing it. How long has he been in the league? 7-8 years, something like that?
Yeah, man. Time flies. When you said that, 29 already.
Mm-hmm.
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, and still getting it done.
Yeah, he's the oldest player in the top 10, which goes back to my conversation yesterday about why I also prefer defensive line over secondary, if you had to pick one or the other, because it just feels like they can last a little longer. These all the running around for these safeties and cornerbacks, once just like a running back, once you get to about 30,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just changes, unfortunately. The other thing I did want to mention here, because I actually forgot to bring it up as we went around the NFL earlier, but the NFL is also doing their top 100 players for the 2025 season. Again, this is the time of the year for these lists. And there hasn't been a Texan yet. They've only made it to, I think, 86 right now. It's mm-hmm. They're doing two a day. It's going to take two months for this whole list. Yeah,
didn't they used to do like 15?
I think
10
so.
Or 15?
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. do 10 a day. It's a whole thing. We talked about it last week. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then they're going from 100 to 1 where, like, Laremy Tunsil's at 86. But we have no idea who they're putting ahead of him. So, like, there's no context. I can't even tell you if that's a good ranking or not because I don't know how many linemen are going to be ahead of him.
Yeah.
You got to wait 2 months till the entire list is out and then go back. But I was just going to bring that up. I don't know if you had any. Laremy Tunsil ranked 86 of the best 100 players by NFL. Again, I can't tell you how many offensive linemen are going to be in
front of
him. I can
tell you no Texans are above that. Not right now.
No, not offensive linemen,
no.
So, again, it's fodder for people to point at the Texans and say, like, what were you doing? You traded away your best offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But I think there's certainly a different perception outside of Houston compared to inside Houston.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Tunsil makes the appearance at 86. We're still waiting for our first Texan on the list. as referenced, tight ends tomorrow for ESPN.com for their list. I don't know how much time we'll have to spend on that. Then we have linemen over the weekend. I don't know how much time we'll have to spend on that. And then quarterbacks next week, which will be interesting. Linebackers, wide receivers, and then the big one for the Texans, cornerbacks at the end of next week. So we'll keep an eye on those lists. Hey, it's about that time each and every day where we get to Figgy's mixtape. Figgy, what do we have going on today?
So I got a Red Lobster review for you guys.
Red Lobster?
Yeah, I went on Saturday, and that was my first time going in years. I'm going to let you know what I had. Plus, Cinnamon Toast Crunch just released their new bacon flavor cereal. So I want to know if you guys would try that. 713-572-4610.
Interesting. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day and let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Assist the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So last Saturday, this past weekend, I went to Red Lobster for the first time since I've been living in Houston. So I haven't been, and quite frankly, I felt like it's, this is a personal opinion, I felt like it was better seafood options.
Yeah, especially here.
In Houston. Mm-hmm. So haven't really went to Red Lobster since, until Saturday. And if you're not familiar, they have a new thing going on. They have a seafood boil bag.
You mentioned it last week, didn't you?
Yeah,
or a week before?
Yeah, so that's the new thing. They have a seafood boil bag. And I actually did a review on it. You can see it on my Instagram, at TheFiggyFig. Check it out. Give me a follow, all that good stuff. So before I get to the review, they did have a new drink there, too.
Okay.
So Dr. Dre and Snoop got a drink there called Purple Haze.
Okay.
And so I tried it. I thought it was pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm. What's in it?
I'm not sure. It was just like a fancy looking drink. Mm-hmm. And they had like a flyer on the table.
Alcohol or no alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol. So I'm like, yeah, let me try the Purple Haze, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny because they used to call a brand of weed or a grade of weed Purple Haze.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me get the Purple Haze. I thought that was pretty good. As far as the seafood boil bag, so I got the Mariner's boil, mm-hmm. which includes the main lobster tail, a dozen shrimp, and snow crab legs, corn, and red potatoes.
Okay.
Which is fine. I'm like, all right, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The sauces they had available at that time was the roasted garlic butter and the Cajun butter.
Okay.
And I told them to put both in there and kind of mix it up and all that stuff.
See, here's the thing. It's kind of hard to ruin a boil bag.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I had it. I actually thought it wasn't too bad, but I felt like it wasn't enough seasoning in there to the point I was joking around. I'm like, damn, I wish I could have brought to slap your mama.
Yeah, bring some Cajun spice.
Yeah. If I would have brought some of that, it probably would have made it a little better. I felt like it was a lot of butter. Mm-hmm. It was the sauces they had was mainly butter.
Yeah.
So it didn't really have the seasoning I thought it was going to have. And outside of that, I felt like it was okay. It was a little, I felt like my bill came up a little high too.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, damn, I could have went somewhere else. But yeah, that was the only issue I had with it. It just wasn't enough seasoning. And the actual boil bag, I felt like when you get one of those seafood boil bags,
yeah,
the bag's supposed to be steaming hot.
Steaming like, hot supposed to and get the it. Smell. And
yeah, it felt like they cooked the seafood and just put it in the bag.
Okay,
so the bag wasn't even hot.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So that would be a problem for me.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of an issue, but mm-hmm. I didn't really hold it against them.
By the way, the Purple Haze is still gin, which I guess is Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's gin.
Mm-hmm. Gin and juice or something.
And then it features dessert pear, handcrafted lemonade, and sparkling gold shimmer.
Hey, okay. Sounds good,
okay,
actually.
That's why it was good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Nah, it was actually pretty good. I kind of wish I ordered another one, but I'm like, I'm at Red Lobster. I can't be getting drunk at Red Lobster.
Sure you can. The thing about Red Lobster, I have nothing against Red Lobster. I've just never been a huge fan because there's always a better option to me. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's nothing personal. You're kind of describing, I'm sure they're trying real hard and it's, you know, hopefully it takes off. It's just a notch below what you can get in this city.
Yeah, it's like anyone who goes to Olive Garden in the Northeast. Like, mm-hmm. There's plenty of Italian restaurants around that are really good. You don't need to go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
same idea.
Yeah, so like you said, Lopez, they are trying something, and they do have a new CEO by the name of DeMola, and he's the new CEO. And here's his message to the people, because apparently they are trying. They are listening to people.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, they are listening to people, and they actually came up with something new as of recent. Remind you, I went Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see this video. They didn't have this option for me, but here is the CEO of Red Lobster with a message to the people like me.
Hello, Lobster Nation. DeMola here. We dropped our new seafood boils, and you guys really, really, really showed up. We appreciate all the love and all the excitement. Also, we heard you in the comments. You want even more heat. You want even more flavors. So we're turning it up with your choice of original, spicy, and extra spicy. I'm going with the extra spicy and adding a new flavor as well. Old Bay and Parmesan. Want to add sausage? We've got you. You can do it all now at Red Lobster. And finally, shout out to the teams, our servers, managers, chefs, and operators who were able to make all of these changes happen in just 1 week. Stay hungry, keep commenting, and we'll keep cracking.
So I saw this video. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have waited to this Saturday to do it, because they didn't give me those heat options or, you know, Old Bay. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah. See, that's my point. It's not you. It's me. You know, I don't mind Red Lobster. I hope they do well. But if they're going this extra step, maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of glad that they are trying to get it right. Mm-hmm. They're not just throwing anything on the menu and calling it a day. It seems like they are listening to people.
Yeah.
They probably are looking at the reviews and all that stuff. So salute to them. But yeah. I got to give a shout out to my good friend Dende, who's an R&B artist. Kind of well known now. He's blowing up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he actually did a... He actually did a review on this recently. I want to say like yesterday.
Okay.
And here is my good friend Dende giving a review on the new lobster bag.
Yo, it's Dende, and I had to check out Red Lobster's new bigger, blacker menu. I don't think that's what it's called, but they got a black CEO. So, and they must have heard I'm a fan of seafood boils because that's the first thing I wanted to try. So we started with the Cheddar Bay biscuits. They're amazing. They always are fire. They've been amazing since I was a little kid. Then we got the lobster dip. Honestly, it didn't look great, but it actually tasted way better than I expected. So then we shared one of the big seafood boil bags. I don't remember the exact name, but it had a good mix of everything. We went with Cajun butter and picked the extra spicy option. But here's the thing. It wasn't spicy and it wasn't Cajun. It was just butter. It tasted good, but it wasn't what we were really expecting. So we might have to try at a different location next time. We went to like the Woodlands, so that might explain the lack of spice.
I felt like he kind of put it perfect a little bit. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, I didn't leave disappointed, like, oh, my God, I would never eat there again. But it was just a little bit underwhelming. And maybe it's because we had so many good seafood spots around here. Mm-hmm. And then now you're going to a place that's trying to up their seafood game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, I know y'all don't know this, but Dende... Did you know he had a song with Arian Foster?
I did not.
He actually have a song with Arian Foster's, and he put it on one of his older EPs. But I like giving him a hard time about this because he don't know anything about football,
and he
had no idea how much of a legend Arian Foster is. He just kind of did a song with him and just called it a day. And I'm like, bro, that's Arian Foster, man. And last season, he actually went out to a game for the first time. He'd never been to a game. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the Monday. It might have been a Lions game.
Okay.
Was it Monday night? I think it was Monday night or Sunday night. One of those games. Mm-hmm. And he had a blast tailgating. He was just like, man, I got to do this again.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, bro, you got Arian Foster in your song and you had no idea who he was.
I always love those types of stories where, like, your mom's like, that Akeem Olajuwon guy was really nice. I'm like, what? Where people just meet celebrities and have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all want to hear a snippet of Arian Foster?
Yeah.
Now, Arian Foster go by Bobby Fino.
Mm-hmm.
That's his rap name.
Yeah.
Here's a little snippet of him on Dende's song. And this song is called, what's the name? This song is called Most Days. So it's an R&B song, remind you. So Arian Foster getting into his little R&B bag.
Most days you be asking for a little folk play, and it's okay, but it's written all over your face. You be speaking way louder with everything you don't say or you won't say. It's a cold game, and I be sitting here trying to tell myself that I won't play, sell myself something that we both ain't. Long nights full of cheap sex and cocaine, regrets feeling no pain.
It's a little Arian Foster right there.
All
right. Yeah, sounding smooth.
He is.
Smooth as a baby bottom.
he is, actually.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more of that song, it's on an EP called, I want to say it's called Pregnancy Pack.
Okay.
So shout out to my dude, Dende.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Cinnamon Toast Crunch just released a new bacon-flavored cereal. So, I want to know if y'all down with this. And they partner up with, I want to say this might be a bacon company or something like that. Mm-hmm. Hormel.
Yeah.
So they partner up with a new, to get a new bacon flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I guess. And you could get this at Walmart. Are you down for trying this?
Okay. When you tease this, my first instinct was Cinnamon Toast Crunch has this particular lane. I don't know if I want to mess with that. But then I started thinking, if I were to order a plate of a breakfast plate that had Cinnamon Toast on it, it would probably have bacon on that plate too. And somehow, some way, I would mix the two at some level, right? Just like you do, like, bacon and eggs, you grab some, whatever, you know? So I'm actually, I'm intrigued. I think I might try that.
I'm kind of intrigued by it, too. Mm-hmm. And a guy who tested out a lot of food on TikTok said it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't terrible. So I'm kind of intrigued. I usually don't do these funky type of flavors when it comes to cereal.
Right.
But I'm kind of intrigued by it, man. I just don't want to buy a whole box and then don't like it.
Right.
I wish I could just sample it and then go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would try it too. I don't know if I would like it. I like the picture you're painting, John, but I also like to keep all my food separate. I don't mix my food together.
See, I do, especially breakfast.
Yeah.
Like if you put cinnamon toast on there with a little syrup and then you got your eggs and the bacon, I know I'd get the bacon and cinnamon toast in there together at least one or two bites.
I will.
So that kind of intrigues me.
Put a little syrup on the bacon.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm a little hesitant because I keep everything separate. I don't use a lot of condiments. But I would want to try it. I do love that glowing review of someone on TikTok of,
it's not terrible.
Was it terrible? Like, all right, that makes me really want to try it.
Yeah.
So, I'm debating if I should buy it just to try it, man. Just to maybe do a review on it since I've been kind of.
You have to.
Yeah. I might do it, man. Yeah. I've been trying to stay away from the sweets, but I might do it. I might take one for the gang just to kind of see how it is.
All right.
Speaking of cereal, as I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So are these the best best 10 cereals of all time? I got a list right here courtesy of thetropicalfruit.com. They released a ranking of the best 10 cereals of all time. And I'm going to start with 10. I want to see if y'all have some type of beef. I ain't going to do what NFL.com is doing with their 100 top 100 players. Number 10 is Frosted Flakes.
Big fan.
Yeah, I love it. Classic.
Yep. Number 9 is Fruit Loops.
Oh, that's my number one.
Yeah, and by the way, this is a sidebar. I always thought it was Fruit Loops.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I looked. I'm like, dang, I spelled wrong. And I'm like, oh, that's how they really spell it. I didn't realize it was Froots.
I think that's the Mandela effect. I think that's one people always point to. You're not alone. A lot of people believe that and claim that at one time it was.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the big news today? Today, literally this morning on Fruit Loops?
Mm-mm.
So funny you bring this list up. Kellogg's sold Fruit Loops.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Who they sell it
to? This morning. Well, that's part of the story. An Italian food maker called Ferrero.
Oh, Lord.
Ferrero acquired Fruit Loops, bringing Nutella and Fruit Loops under one roof
at
Ferrero for $3.1 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Fruit Loops sold for $3.1 billion?
Just imagine, just think about that. The Lakers sold for $10 billion, and a box of cereal, or the ingredients to some cereal sold for $3 billion.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. I love Ferrero Rochers. Those are like that's my favorite chocolate or candy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got Fruit Loops. I'm in. Put some Nutella on there.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That was just this morning I saw it.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So number 8, you got Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Wheaties.
Eh.
Yeah, I was surprised they made the list. Number 6, Cap'n Crunch.
Love
with
it.
With the Crunch Berries.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have the berries.
Yeah. Number 5, Honeycombs. Number 4, Cinnamon Life.
Oh, that was always my number one. Yeah.
Really?
I think that's a very underrated cereal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 3, Fruity Pebbles. Number 2, Cocoa Crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. All right. Do you have an issue with this list?
Here's how I would put it with my issue with this list. I'll ask you guys the same thing I'm going to do. Throw two of these out. You got the top 10, and I'm looking at your list now. Two you can do without the rest of your life. Which two are you throwing out?
It's easy for me. It would be Wheaties and it'd be Honeycomb.
I love Honeycomb.
Oh, no.
I love Honeycomb. Mine would be Wheaties and Cocoa Krispies. I'm not a big fan of Cocoa. Throw two out, Figgy.
I would throw out probably Wheaties and Oh, this is tough. Probably the Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah, that's where I was.
And I don't have an issue with Cocoa Krispies either.
Mm-hmm.
But
I love honeycomb. My number one is Fruit Loops. My number two is probably honeycomb.
Yeah. By the way, the honorable mentions in this includes Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
I'm a big fan of Honey Bunches of Oats.
Really? No, yeah. Only Cocoa Puffs on that list for me.
Yeah.
I need some chocolate in my cereal. I need some sugar in my cereal. I don't like these quote-unquote healthier options. In fact, I'm not a breakfast eater. For cereal, I usually just eat it out of the box as like a snack throughout the day. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why I prefer like...
Honeycomb with milk in the morning is really good because it's kind of sweet and kind of healthy.
Yeah. Makes you feel... It's like going to Chick-fil-A. It's fast food, but you feel better about yourself leaving as opposed to something else.
Yeah.
That's Figgy's mixtape. You can send in your thoughts, your cereal rankings as well. I'm sure that's a hot topic. 713 says, who made that list? Frosted Flakes needs to be number one. So, yeah, let the hot
TropicalFruit.com made that list.
Mm-hmm. Tropical Fruit?
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, let me correct something. Fruit. Let me correct something. Ferrero bought all of Kellogg's.
For
3 points. I looked it up. But I saw today Fruit Loops acquired by this morning. It was actually on the elevator.
Really?
Fruit Loops acquired by
on the Kellogg's. Little screen.
Yeah, but it was not. They bought all, so they got Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Pops. Big fan of Sugar Pops, Mini Wheats, and Special K.
Okay.
Oh, and Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks is good.
Great.
Yeah.
That's pretty. That's a good.
Acquire. Good buy.
Right. Good list you just got there. Yeah. Ferrero Rocher. Not bad. We'll see what that means for those cereals moving forward. Hey, when we come back, we'll catch up with the fellas of the drive with some crosstalk and then, of course, circle back to the biggest story of the day in the Houston sports scene and how embarrassing it is. We'll talk about it next in the Loop. A lot of strong cereal takes coming in. It's in the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you can text the show as well, 713-572-4610, as we'll catch up with the fellas from the drive here in a few moments. Put a bow on things for this Thursday. A lot of people standing up for Apple Jacks.
Yeah, those are strong.
Yeah, I'm a Apple Jacks guy. I like Apple Jacks.
Me too. I'm a big fan.
That probably should have cracked the top 10.
Well, that's a tough list to make. Top 10 cereals? That's a tough list.
I know. There's a few others. A lot of texts coming in and comments. There's a few I would put on there as well. A lot of good cereals out there. I don't know if they're necessarily good for you, but they taste good.
They're good.
I asked earlier about what's the most ridiculous excuse you've tried to use to get yourself out of trouble, most likely probably with the drug use and your parents. And we did get a text where somebody said them and their brother were teenagers and were smoking pot. They came home smelling like a dispensary one day. The excuse they used, his brother said they were playing basketball with some guys who were smoking. And the smoke must have infused itself in the basketball. And then when they passed the basketball to him, that's what made him smell like.
Oh, big mistake. I'll tell you what, that smoke sticks more than cigarette smoke, more than like barbecue smoke. That just sticks to stuff.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, trust me, I have two sons.
Needless to say, they didn't buy his...
They're about to get a random drug test now.
Yeah, they are.
Their job.
Yeah, they are.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we do go any further, I do want to share that in light of the devastating floods that unfortunately affected so many in the Hill Country last week, we're doing what we can to support. And with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives, the best way to help is to provide you with the information on those outlets so that you can help and help our fellow Texans. Just text FLOOD, FLOOD, text FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways you can help in the flood relief efforts after what happened a couple days ago. Text FLOOD to 20357.
Yeah, and don't forget, big event tomorrow afternoon, into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend, Figgy, you need to get Jessie, maybe record something with her to get this, talk about this. No Label Brewing, really cool place, Old Town Katy. 5 p.m. till midnight is going to host Flood Relief Friday. $1 from every beer sold is going to go directly to the flood relief. So that should be a fun event.
Yeah, and I think they got a raffle going on, too.
Yeah, they have a raffle, too.
I may or may not have seen her walk out with a few things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she stealing?
No. I think it was, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think she stole anything. But they get, I don't know.
I don't know. That didn't sound like the best witness stand right
hey,
there.
Hey, even if she stole it, you can win it in a raffle.
I plead the fifth.
So, I don't know. I don't think she stole anything. I don't know if she did or didn't.
Your raffle win may or may not be hot.
Yeah. That's right. Since I haven't referenced Seinfeld yet today, there is a Seinfeld episode where Jerry's father appreciates gifts that might be hot. So
yes, very much so.
Jerry pretends that he got him a wizard calculator off the streets. Anyways, before we go, we'll say hello in a few minutes to the fellas from the drive. But, of course, the big news today, not just that the Astros got swept by the Guardians, just the second sweeping for the Astros all year, but instead it's the Jake Meyers injury. Before we get back to that, though, I do want to say, I meant to mention this earlier, I want to put an end, at least for this season or this series. I saw a lot of people saying the Astros played down to their competition. That's why they lost to the Guardians. Mm-hmm. When are we going to say they always play down to the level of their competition? And I know it seems that way, and it seems that way from prior this year as well. I think why they lost to the Guardians, though, is more so about some of the depleted parts of this roster. And then, look, Hunter Brown had a bad outing. Josh Hader gives up that kind of fluky grand slam. The pitching wasn't as good as it was. But I can't just chalk it up to they played out into their competition. That's why they lost to the Guardians. Because it really hasn't been that true this year. And then historically, it really hasn't been true either. I know they lost one game to the Rockies last week, then swept the Dodgers, and then got swept. But I did look this up because I know a lot of times we can feel a certain way, especially as fans, and we feel like, oh, this team always stinks in extra innings, or this team's terrible on
and
third
down. And
it's
not true.
Right. Then you look at the numbers, like, actually, they're really good. And so for the Astros, before this series, they were 27-16 against losing teams, 11th best record in the league. So I know they have the third best record overall, 11th best against losing teams, but they're still doing really well. Last 2 years, they actually have a losing record against teams with a winning record. Last 2 years. Mm-hmm. But the reason why they had such good records is because they did such a good job against the bad teams. In 2022, the year prior to what I've just referenced, they led the league in wins against losing teams. They also led the league in wins against losing teams in 2019, 2017, and they were second in 2018. So I just want to put an end to, I know it feels that way.
Yeah.
That's not why they were swept by the Guardians. The numbers going back to the start of this great decade run shows they're actually historically one of the best teams in the league against bad teams. You can't beat every bad team every night. Eventually, you're going to lose a game. But I saw a lot of people the last 48 hours saying, when are you going to finally say it's they just played down to their competition? I don't think that's the case.
They didn't play down to the competition. They rostered down to the competition. That's fair. And because this roster, this lineup, or they lineup down to the competition, is a direct result of the big story in town today, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. With the is the joke that is the Astros and injuries and how they get people back and not able to get people back, and you know, extended rehab and recovery times, etc. That's why that lineup yesterday and the day before was not very good, and so you can't do anything about injuries. Someone texted earlier, you know, maybe they're just getting more injured, you know, more injured than other teams. No, it's not about the injuries. It's about how they are handling the injuries, how they're recovering, how they're preparing guys to get back, perhaps rushing guys back. And that's the other thing. You know, we can argue all we want about these setbacks that that Yordan had and others have had, and the fact that Luis Garcia is working on his 26th month, 26th month of recovery from Tommy John surgery. We can argue about all that all we want, but it's very evident that Jake Meyers was absolutely positively rushed back, whether it was his decision or someone else's. He was rushed back because it was 2 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was out 2 days with an injury that, and you were talking about it earlier, that even the most rudimentary Google search would tell you that's a 2 to 4 week thing occasionally.
Yep.
Most often, I should say. So, yeah, the lineup was bad because as a somewhat of a result from how they handle injuries.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.